Today was supposed to be a day of celebration in Afghanistan, 100 years since the country gained its independence from Britain. But Afghan President Ashraf Ghani postponed the festivities because the country is in mourning. Over the weekend, a suicide bombing killed 63 people at the wedding of a young Hazara couple in Kabul. The bride and groom survived, but many of their friends and family were among the dead and wounded. In a televised speech today, President Ghani vowed to avenge them.
زموږ د وطن دښمن دومره نامرد دومره بې غیرته.
He said, "Unfortunately, the enemies of our country are so cowardly and weak that they carried out a brutal terrorist attack on a wedding party. They targeted a completely civilian place and attacked our children and women." ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack. In Afghanistan, members of the Hazara ethnic minority have often been targeted by extremists. Lena Torijan is a student at the University of Richmond. She's Hazara and grew up in Afghanistan. Lena, what was your reaction to the tragedy this weekend?
I have to say it was just another really sad situation. I live 45 minutes away from it when I was in Afghanistan. It's very real. It's inhumane, especially that it has been targeted towards a specific group. It makes this like a persecution and a genocide towards the Shia people and the Hazara people.
What was your experience as a Hazara growing up in Afghanistan?
It was hard. It was hard because my parents were refugees in Iran and they came back to Afghanistan after being treated poorly. And when they returned, it was during the Taliban regime. So I grew up in basements and hiding places. As a five-year-old, I could not understand why I couldn't go outside. My dad would always tell me, "My child, your Asian features, you know, your eyes, your nose, this is a sign that people can identify you as Hazara and you're the target." So it was hard as a child. When people ask me of my earliest childhood memories, I only can share about being hiding in basements. It was a crime to be a Hazara. And to this day, the way that attack is happening, it still makes you a criminal to be a Hazara or to be a Shia in Afghanistan.
How does an attack like the one that happened over the weekend at this wedding, how does it affect the community?
63 lives have been taken, but hundreds and thousands of lives are going to have to live with this for the rest of their life. What makes it very scary is that this attack is targeting a specific ethnic group. Because to us, for Hazara and Shia people, it's just another sign that Afghanistan has not advanced. We're still living during the Taliban times when the massacre of Hazara people and the Shia people were just declared and was allowed to happen. So it's a scary situation for us. But unfortunately, the reality is we're going to move on and then we're going to shut up until another attack like this happens.
The U.S. and the Taliban are currently holding peace talks. Do you know whether any of those concerns are being addressed, the concerns of the Hazara community at these talks?
To this day, not really. People are not hearing. We've had leaders who are represented there, but to be realistic, I feel like they're just a token there. They're just put there to represent. I don't really think they have a say. I don't think they're even being heard. The government officials are saying that this peace process is inclusive, but representation is not a question. Are we talking about the actual issues, about uncomfortable discussions and conversation of what is going on in Afghanistan? No, we're not. I feel like it's a very rushed decision. U.S. withdrawal to bring the Taliban back into these peace talks without any realistic transition or a solid plan.
Lena Torijan is a student at the University of Richmond. She's a Hazara and grew up in Afghanistan. Thanks a lot, Lena.
Of course. Have a nice day.